You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Yeah, this is a dedication. Old Dirty Bass.
DJ King Flo.
Rest in peace, Dirty Wu-Tang Forever.
I'm still more intelligent. You must be patient if you want to learn to fight.
Mixtape Addict.
You are now listening to God Brothers.
Brooklyn Zoo.
I hold dirty bass in this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo, what? I blast in this bitch.
What?
I hold dirty bass in this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo, what? I blast in this bitch.
What?
I hold dirty bass in this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo, what? I blast in this bitch.
What?
I hold dirty bass in this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo, what? I blast in this bitch.
It's a one man army Amsterdam. Don't give a fuck what's going on, I'm sticking to the plans. Since the look of you, I can eyeball a grand. Like ODB, I was always Ricket Raw. Grew up in the jungle, but I wasn't pissed poor. I kept my bucket hand low, just in case I'm pissed off. PTSD from all the shit that I saw. So call me Dirt Dog, I'm wild with the flow. Bombing your block, my name in the throat. Day and night, man, I lurk through your strip. Cone head hoodie on, about to catch a fit. Beef and Bronx with cone heads. Army fatigues, champion hoodies, ducking the D. Packs, packs of crack, 2020s, tucked in my jeans.
Dirty bass, this bitch.
Brooklyn Zoo, what? I blast in this bitch.
What?
I hold dirty bass, this bitch. Brooklyn Zoo, what?
Man, your skills ain't really up to par. I'm the one that up the bar. Like a weightlifter, but I ain't straining hard.
DJ
I make
King
the move, first I check with God. I gotta have his protection on me because this life is hard.
Nigga, yeah,
Kareem like Jabbar. Not wishing on the star. Throw my jersey on and I go hard, hard. I was never playing with y'all, cause I balls. North Carolina, Mr. Basketball. Chris Paul, I'll assist you with some balls that'll even the score. I'll make you come out of retirement, the 4-5 Jordan. I'ma splash every time the mic pass, if you ask me. Me, balls flying, got them ducking like Daphne. Sucks cause you tried to look past me. When I get in my zone, go on my own, you ain't gotta gas me. From France to Carolina, make a deal that we ain't sign them. Independently, I'm a reminder of who you ain't.
Worldwide, we live.
We can do this all night. New York,
France
to Carolina, it's perfect timing.
Beats to make you move.
Flows that's real smooth. International connections that we can't lose. Worldwide,
we live.
We can do this all night. New York,
France
to Carolina, it's perfect timing.
Beats to make you move.
Flows that's real smooth. International connections that we can't lose.
International connections, yeah, I got my dough up. Linked up with King Flo, now we about to blow up. Addicted to mixtapes, all the fiends know us. When I land in France, I got hash I could roll up. And we can do this all night, put this in your damn pipe. You know I'll never wait, I'm smoking on the damn flight. Master Kaiser, what's up, my brother, you know I see you. NC, Riley, Durham, coming for a preview. You know it's perfect timing, you know I changed the climate. This shit is worldwide, you know I've been surviving. It's a struggle to the top, so I'ma keep on climbing. Yo, I put in that work, so I don't need to.
This that new batch, DJ King Flo.
Just talking that shit.
We must pay homage to him.
Mixtape Addict.
No disrespect is to be taken.
Flat
I am
bush.
The one, I'm not the one, he's not to be played with. Brooklyn streets, we done paved it. Keep your nose clean, get money, and don't say shit. Around the clock, around the block, I done slayed it. I've been going, I'ma start off the slave shit. Orders coming all the time, gotta make shit. Pack it, bag it, gotta send shit. Got the money, got the product, ain't no friendship. Cutty's calling down my phone, I got that end shit.
Come on,
can't lean, got them leaving, got them bitch shit.
Mixtape Addict.
No disrespect is to be taken.
None.
I am the one, I'm not the one, he's not to be played with.
Yes, man.
Brooklyn streets, we done paved it.
Brooklyn,
keep your
Flatbush.
Nose clean, get money, and don't say shit.
Never.
No disrespect is to be taken.
None.
I am the one, I'm not the one, he's not to be played with.
Yes, man.
Brooklyn streets, we done paved it.
Flatbush.
Keep your nose clean, get money, and don't say
DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
Je suis pas comme CMC qui se rappellent plus de ce qu'ils font de la veille. MC, je me sens comme Kaba à l'époque du pont de la reine. Je culpabilise quand ça fait un moment que j'ai pas vu la tronche de ma mère. Je viens pour enterrer du wak, je sors la pelle du coffre. Blasphème comme un musulman qui cuisine avec du porc. Avec le rap je me sens mieux, comme un junkie avec une drogue. Yeah. Marie m'est belle comme Shadé avec une robe. Parfois sale comme ta mère en train de masser du zob. J'aime casser du sucre, je veux me casser d'ici avec une Rolls Royce. La politique me donne des envies de meurtre, comme quand je vois Con Bendit avec une gosse. J'ai pas de vernis sur les ongles mais j'ai de la peinture sur mes fringues. A défaut de marcher sur des EMC, si j'ai marché sur des seringues. La vie c'est pas ce qu'on pense, on comprend pas ce qui se passe. Moi je suis là, je compense avec 2-3 rimes crânes. Et mon bluff, on danse, on ne voit pas ce qui se trame. J'aimerais bien qu'on change tout sauf mon style schlag.
Look, look, on the dawn of the night I was born, coke was caught,
line was shot,
every, oh shit, wait,
okay.
On the night I was born, coke was caught, lines was shot, everyone know a funny drug dealer, minds was pop, thundering, lightning is frightening if you're taking a shit, thought it was a storm, it was only God taking a piss, I used to hunt for Christmas gifts, found lines he caught, they were told they couldn't conceive kids, lies from Doc, June 12th, cop popped out, surprise from twat, parents by my side a lot, getting high a lot, basic ass white baby with one of those fucked up Joey Lawrence bowls, pops in the hurricane jersey, rocking the portable, watch as I serve your brain, words we jot in the order, so you could possibly borderline, sorta know how the story goes, my book of life, in invisible ink, my parents, took it right, with a minuscule blink, I write the voluntary assignment, solo behind bars for dolo, that's life in solitary confinement.
Slice of lemon, enough of that, my head's spinning, I'm tight, mad, my face is grinning, load up the tech, my veins got mad adrenaline, I wanna break it down, cause niggas is really still pretending, this gun talk, the conversation is still pending, fuck nigga, I'm on a plane, and it's fucking descending, me and Scooter, we took a trip, the politics is trending, ain't nothing to a boss nigga, when you fucking spend it, count up the racks, it's never ending, this shit is mind bending. Switch the topic, I'm aggravated. You rap niggas is overrated. You let the fucking numbers drop, now I'm humiliated. Your life faded, now it's cool, cause niggas walk around with purses. My opinion, that's some bitch shit, I'm highly rated. Ask some niggas, they tell you left. Drove the whip straight to Brooklyn and hit the stage. A nigga thought that he really made it. That was figment, my imagination, it got the best of me. I'm overqualified, I'm from the fucking pavement. But anyway, let's talk about how I suffocate the mic and let my voice rip your speaker from a statement. The ice pit, I'll leave your body in the basement. I wasted time, I should've shot him with the Glock, I'm that impatient. It's complicated, when I miss a dose, I'm medicated. Smell the smoke from the pistol, I just meditated.
Yo, this Contagious Funk. You're now listening to my new single, No Way Out, on the Mixtape Addict Show with DJ King Flo. From France to the U.S.
They got me cuffed up, mixtape chained up, shackles on my feet, hard to stand up. Next to someone else from the waist up, long bus ride got me caged up. They got me locked up, and there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out. Got the denied bail, so there's no way out. They got me cuffed up. Shots be hot in the
shot. 23 locked in on suicide watch. Attempted murder charge, trying to have a nigga ride. Cause I'm facing 25 and the lawyer need a knot. Judges in cahoots with the lawyers and the cops. Building up a case, I ain't talking about a box. Need a law library, tees and some socks. Need out this jumpsuit, need some sweats and a hot pot. Chow not enough by 10, stomach rumbling. Ribs under gate, so my brain not functioning. Hard to get sleep while CO on a beat. I'm tired of head counts and these damn thin sheets.
They got me locked up and there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains and there's no way out. Got denied bail, there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up
and there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains and there's no way out. Got denied bail, there's no way out.
Woke up today, new blessings, new lessons, new emails, missed calls, who's texting?
That
what happened? I just got up, I'ma eat breakfast, too much negativity, I can't digest it, I don't trust anybody, dogs, I've been through it, 37 out of Union Street, I'm a queen student, raised by the wolves, studied the killers, and if I fell off, I got back up, nigga, I don't owe nobody nothing from the Rona to flushing, I try to put niggas on, but that's a different discussion, no love lost, a couple of foes, y'all still family, some stay trapped in the midst of insanity, looking in the mirror, I can only be mad at me. Stood on them corners, sold that shit, they shot at me. Retaliated back, that's a fact, hood casualties. Not so been there and done that, and that's the past of me.
Gotta get it, gotta get it. Go get it, go get it.
The trenches, but my heart's divine.
DJ
gotta
King
give the praise to God, cause I still shine.
Still shine.
He always with me through the ill times.
Ill times.
Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine. Still shine.
Still shine. Still shine.
Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine. Still shine. I still shine.
Yeah.
Still gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine.
Thanks to Christ, I'm never alone. He on my souls while my head's higher than a totem pole. And now I'm winning. Yeah, I'm grinning. Ice look like it's snow, plus the flow's cold. I'm blessed, bro. I gotta confess, yo. We can't do business. Get your face changed like Destro. And next G.I. Joe. But listen to me, bro. Things can change when you find out what you're fighting for.
For real.
And that's my business, so I'm out of here. Best believe Lakaza still got his battle gear. Yeah. So ain't nothing sweet. I sense danger. I'ma deliver like Uber Eats. Yeah. The warrior spirit in me. It never left. Quiet is kept. I follow Christ's steps. Yeah. Divinity from the trenches, rare is my kind. God of my life, so I still shine. From the trenches, but my heart's divine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. He always with me through the ill times. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine. Still shine. Still shine. Still shine. Still shine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine. Still shine. I still shine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine.
Yo, it's Oblique.
DJ
what up,
King
Necro?
Flow.
We're in the booth ringing fucking necks.
Yeah. Lace you up like a revolutionary. You're a douche in every sense, evolutionary. Pituin, your pituitary. Your crew is very puss, I'm a lyrical luminary. You're an Illuminati, puny bitch, eunuch soon to be buried. I'm down to fuck every putrid cherry. Every single virgin scourging the earth, a surgeon with jergens and perks in a Buick Century. In Fergie's Hershey's, it's perky for a perky. Carve your face up like a turkey, you don't want beef jerky. I heard you cut queefs and eat gherkins. You put that work in your clicks, the circus, the circle jerking Urkel. Purple nurples with herpes. I heard that you prefer pee instead of shower and you show prowess and cowardice in prison. You a Howard's bitch.
Rest
you
in
suck
peace.
Your mother's dick for you. That's a good meal. I kick that hood spiel. You think you metal, but you run kill.
Hold
you're
up.
Not reinventing the steel. You started off glam, so shut the fuck up, pussy, and put your platforms on, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Tommy and Nikki, faggots.
You're getting haunted from the kick to the snare. Hands raised in the air. Real thugs don't care. Spirits taunted. It's Oblique and Necro, stepping in the spot to shred your bodies in the gauntlet. Haunted from the kick to the snare, hands raised in the air. Real thugs don't care, spirits taunted. It's Oblique and Necro. These mumble rappers should have killed themselves from the get-go. Evil on the track, spitting sins to atone. Fingers hitting pads, boom bap to the dome. Tour through my crypt, this is skeleton shown. When the kick drum leaves your whole fucking head blown. Ghost still shackled, roaming halls in your home. Stalking Hollywood bimbos in off-brand clothes. A TikTok limbo, Kardashian clothes.
down with a verve to a beat that's completely unnerved. Mosh pits when the bodies hit curbs, bitch, for an imminent death that cannot be deterred. I'm arising from the coffin, completely preserved, holding Necronomicon filled with curated words to conjure up a swarm of scavenger birds to pick off every last one of you herbs. It's oblique, counting cash, eating ass, live fast and die gruesome. It's looking bleak. You're getting haunted from the kick to the snare. Hands raised in the air, real thugs don't care. Spirits taunted, it's oblique and necro. Stepping in the spot to shred your bodies in the gauntlet. Haunted from the kick to the snare. Hands raised in the air, real thugs don't care.
Which has been trying to get it, superseding every limit. Sooner cause it's game time. No, this ain't no fucking scrimmage. How you coach it from the sidelines? Well, you never did it. This shit is about intuition. Progression is never scripted. It sound like the heavens lifted. Heavy hand in my penmanship's hella gifted. Repetitious. I'm scraping my plate like I'm cleaning the dishes. This astringent. I'm not a fan of a random opinion. Survey the lay of the land that we live in. Valleys and the peaks, the mountains we besiege. The heights that we could reach. There's vipers in the streets. Suggest you move your feet or let you rest in peace. And leave the rest on me. I'm chosen. This manifest destiny is meant to be. So now it's clear to see. You feel my energy. I think you niggas are stricken with a sickness. It is impossible for you to simply listen. Everyone is an expert, they all critics. It is hilarious, you never really did this. That's a whole lot of talking coming from the background. You don't know what you would do if you was in my shoes now. I got way too much to prove, it ain't that much to lose now. Keep them comments in the comment section. Tell them pipe down. I don't wanna hear that bullshit. Tell them pipe down. I don't wanna hear that bullshit. Tell them pipe down. Is that working for you? Talking but never acting, oh yeah, that's what you do. Get you a couple wins and they get sick as the flu. Do you know what it's like when niggas wanna be you so much that they tell you how to talk, how to think, and then how to move? You must be out of loop. I've been like, and I know what I pursue. They say the same for you. I'm not a reflection of what to do. I'm trying to make it to and blow up like we was inflatable. I'm staying hater free, keeping that shit away from me. I seen it all from A to Z, so none of this shit facing me. Well, basically, see, you the type that type some shit that you would never say to me. This brain is being intimidating niggas with that envy gene inside you. Weak, you weak for what you wanted that was out of reach. It's highway robbery. You feeling like you lost a lottery. They never called your number. Let me hand you an apology. That hate inside your heart can be the death of you. I promise. That's a whole lot of talking coming from the background. You don't know what you would do if you was in my shoes now. I got way too much to prove, it ain't that much to lose now. Keep them comments on the comments, comments, tell them tight,
DJ King Flow.
Teflon. Kayo.
Mixtape.
Yeah. Struggle. Smoother than Cool Whip on a cruise ship. If we was playing college ball, I'd be a blue chip. The truest to do it, no matter who exists. Never stop grinding, stock rising like my viewership. I'm moving with the speed of a cheetah. A porn leader's born leader like Braun, the bronze Jesus. Don Stevens and Crooks, they all need this. Tryna touch the world as far as my arm reaches. It's 4 in the morning, I'm laying wide awake. Angel and the devil debating, I'm tryna moderate. I wonder how many cry if I die today. Let the record show I was tryna change like Obama say. Cops pull you over for driving and blow your mind away. Kick your mama door and then talk to her any kind of way. They say that Trump was a sign that we in the final days. Biden just a mirror for what America tryna say. I'm saying
to everybody out there in the world,
stay up.
To every man, woman, boy and girl,
stay up.
To all my people out there in the field,
stay up.
If you working hard, I'm tryna fail.
DJ King Flow.
Motherfucker.
Of the closer, the alpha and omega. Cooking songs, season the track up with enough flavors. Back in the days, I never played them games like Sega. Liners on, focus on nothing but the paper. Used to play by the mold rules they taught me by the bodega. But now it's new rules, federales, I'll have you later. I'm from the city of iron horses and skyscrapers. Corrupt cops, wild teenagers and nosy neighbors. From Medina to New Jerusalem on a PATH train. Back dripping markers, stay right my name. This was the 90s, find me at a open mic gripping it, sipping drinks, piecing, and our black books kicking it. I was perfecting flows when you was home playing with G.I. Joes. I was running the street when you was home eating Cheerios. We was slinging O's, hopping cabs, bagging hoes, sneaking in the Palladium, watching the dopest shows. Now we grown responsible for our own kids, rent time, car note, lights
dogs laid. Fake MCs get slayed like the dragon. Put your fire out, douse your flame with the fluid jargon. Margarine on Pro Tools, let it melt. Completed recipes when the bars are felt. Fans are satisfied and the cards are dealt. We independent hustler while your album gets shelf. Meetings are getting wrapped up, products are getting picked up. Packages get pushed out while others sitting down, no doubt.
Big 1-9 shit, nigga.
DJ King Flo.
Big Umbrella shit. Big Dirt House shit. You already know the outcome. I need more money, I just drop another album. You're talking too much, I need you to bring it down some. My bitch stuck, she never met a nigga that's about some. Dirt Lord, the gangsters flock, I bring them out, son. The landlord, your favorite MCs, I better house them. Don't get your body all banged up because your mouth run. Holes in your clothes from bullets you couldn't outrun. The best way I'm from forever, I won't be outdone. Talking in codes on the phone, building with thousands. Don't ask why I carry a gun while you without one. Worry about the quietest nigga, never the loud one. You hear somebody badmouth me, I probably found them. You looking for the keys to life, I probably found them. Couple dead friends, I had to move on without them. I've been touching money forever, you never count. I'm on the road to the riches. I spent nights praying to the stove in my kitchen. Military minded, all my bros on a mission. Hustle with my veins, turn the O to a chicken. I'm on the road to the riches. I spent nights praying to the stove in my kitchen. Military minded, all my bros on a mission. Hustle with my veins, turn the O to a chicken. Yo, yo, yo.
DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
Yo, 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 we here, man. King Flo, Mixtape Addict Show. And today I have my very special guest, you know, my longtime partner in crime, Young Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Hi, how you doing, man?
You already know what it is, man. You already know what it is, man.
Good shit, good shit. You know, we here, man. We connecting the dots like we always do. From France to the U.S. And, you know, we're going to talk about what you do. But, man, you know it's Mixtape Addict, so you know the tradition I have to ask you, bro. Who's your all-time favorite DJ, Young Amsterdam?
My all-time favorite DJ is, rest in peace, DJ K-Slay.
Mm-hmm.
And rest in peace, DJ Big Cat.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, yeah, man. Tell the people why, especially those two.
Because they always rooted for the underdogs, no matter what. Yep. That was their whole circle. That was their whole system, rooting for the underdogs.
Yes, sir. And is that something that you're doing as well? Like you been inspired by those guys to, you know, keep the culture going and also show love to the underdogs out there?
Of course, of course, of course. That's my whole, that's the whole premise and basis of how I operate my system.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, we gonna talk about, you know, what you did, man, for the culture, because not a lot of people know about the great things that you did, you know, as an A&R. Also, kind of like a mixtape DJ, like we said, you know, you always show love to the underdogs, always putting artists on the map when you have the possibility to do it. So for those that don't know you, how could you introduce yourself?
Well, for those who don't know me, you could introduce me. I would introduce myself as, a dot connector. Basically, you the organic core. Mm-hmm. I try to base myself as the organic core. Organic meaning. Of original state, of what it is, meaning that I basically deal with things on a level platform. You know, there's no additives, there's no fillers to it. It's what you see is what you get. That's organic. So I will introduce myself as that, and also introduce myself as someone who just keeps it authentic. what you, like you said, what you see is what you get.
Yep, yep. Always been doing it, authentic stuff, man. And for the people, man, maybe they don't know, but we got a long story, you know, together that started in 2012, you know, like 13 years, almost 14 years ago.
Well, originally, I have a long story, so I'm gonna give you the short version.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been around music. I've always been around just originality, whether painting, would you say the graffiti, oil paint, stuff like that, then the dancing, break dancing part of it. I've been around people who's heavy in that, and that feel of the hip hop. All the five elements, basically. I know people who's heavy in all the five elements, so I've always engulfed myself around that. Growing up in New York City is a melting pot for all of that. So I know a lot of originators. I know a lot of people who are on the come up still, and I know a lot of people who just, you know, who have traveled to New York City to try to accomplish their goals in the hip hop culture. You know, so. Mm-hmm. I'm just one of the originators in the city that's been there and have been spreading and planting flags wherever I go. Yep. And representing for New York City.
I see the dog getting crazy.
Yeah, the dog getting crazy. Yeah, she's trying to wild out. She always doing something. You know, these pit bulls is crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but. You know, that's what it is, man. You know, it's just an original thing, just an original feeling, authentic feeling when you're around me, because I'm not trying to, you know, duplicate anybody's system or what they have done. I'm just bringing how I would present it to the table.
Do you think about all the things that you've done, you know, like back in the past, and, you know, think about all the crazy shit that you've done, I mean, the artists that you've been working with, the music that you've been assisting, you know what I'm saying, like doing A&R work. Do you sometimes think about all that, you know, about your resume and be like, damn, I've done did a lot, man?
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, after I sit down years later and I go over a lot of things, I said, shit, you know, I didn't, a lot of things, it just like you say, you're just moving and you're grooving and you're making things happen and you're connecting the dots. So sometimes you don't even 100% get a chance to see things, you know, pull to where it was, where you seen it, where you saw it going to be. You get where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just sit back and just let things play out. So yeah, I love it. I just love it, man. I don't sit back and look at too many of the things that I've done until after the fact. Like, it's like, oh shit, I did this, I did that. But it's like a farmer. When you're planting seeds, all you do is maintain your crop.
Yep. And wait for it to grow.
And wait for it to grow. So that's how I look at things. I look at it like I'm a farmer and I'm planting seeds, and I have to move forward to keep the rest of the farm going in order for the farm to stay stable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And we gotta tell the people, you know, the details too about that, because, you know, they're hearing us talk about, you know, pushing artists, having a platform, but you're one of the guys that, like you said, you represent the five elements, you know, doing A&R work, producing music, you also rap, you make
it's
interviews, you know, you, man, you do it all, and people gotta respect that.
yeah, people, I mean, like I said, it's all been independent. And I see that, like, you know, a lot of people don't realize that we as individual bodies that are a part of the hip hop movement and the culture of hip hop, that we all play a part. But if the mainstream, meaning that the labels, if the labels don't sign people, and if the labels, people don't see the label saying this is good, a lot of people don't realize the small pieces of the puzzle that really make the big picture work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So platforms like Mixtape Addicts and all the other platforms that run independently are major. And, you know, us that play a part, that are being a part of these platforms, just like you said, have to be recognized. And I appreciate the time that you're taking now to, you know, you'll interview me and get it out. Even though we're together, you know, it's a give and take thing, you know?
For sure. Well, you know, that's my job, you know what I'm saying? Not a job, but that's my mission. You know, I've always been doing it. And I like to, you know, put light on people when I can, you know, when I have the power to do it. I like to do it so people can do their work and, you know, look up the stuff that you've done, that we've done, you know, together, and you also done on your side. And, man, you know, they got to respect the work. You got to respect the work, man. And what do you have right now? I know you work a lot, you know, different things. And right now, what are your next goals and what are you working on, bro?
There are a lot of things happening right now as we speak. I just actually yesterday, we had, the day before yesterday, which is Sunday, we had a movie premiere. Mm-hmm. Independently, I've been working, like you said, I've done a lot of work with people, and this is one of the seeds that I planted years ago with an artist. I hosted his mixtape years ago, and, you know, moving forward, we did a lot of other small works, but he started doing film, and this artist's name is CC Class, and, you know, he started doing a film called Let's Go For Life, and previous to me being a part of his situation, I was a part of Respect Life, which is another web series, an independent filming team that was show that was filmed from a good brother of mine also, but he passed away. His name is Boom P.
Yeah.
So he basically, you know, seen the work that I did with Boom P and realized that, you know, Boom P was, you know, he was the creator to call them home earlier than what we would have expected. So, you know, in order to keep things going and flowing as a Brooklyn, you know, team, and, you know, just Brooklyn spread love, he brought me a part of what's going on with his system. And we actually did a couple of scenes, a couple of episodes, and then, you know, came up with an idea and said, you know what, let's do a spinoff where we do a movie. So we filmed the hour and a half movie off of the characters and the main people that were a part of his original web series, and basically honed in everybody. So the, you know, the people that have been watching the show and the fans that have been watching the show and supporting the system of the show to get all the characters, you know, locked in so people can recognize, all right, this is this character, this is this person. Mm-hmm. Now we did a movie. So we had the movie premiere Sunday, and the movie premiere was a success. A lot of other independent and guys that have been working over years showed up and showed the support. So it was a good energy. It was a good vibe. So we have that. That's called Let's Go For Life.
Okay.
A vintage Brooklyn story. That's on YouTube. I'm playing a character named Sherrod. And then we have the movie, which is the hour and a half, and we're going to be doing different screenings all over the city for the next couple of months, moving into the winter, going into January, you know?
Dope, dope. Are you planning on, like, doing subtitles or stuff like that for your international viewers out there?
Yeah, you know, when you upload certain things to YouTube, they have a button where you could press subtitles, and it, I guess, transfers the language and speeches to whatever country the viewers are in, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And talking about that, man, you know, you have a strong relationship with European hip-hop, you know, whether it's artists, DJs, and all that. So what you think about the European scene when it comes to hip-hop?
The European scene, which comes to hip-hop, is new and... well, not, it's not fairly new, but it's still new, but it's, you know, it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, every, like I said, hip-hop is something that has traveled for decades, you know, to even before I was fully into it. So, I mean, it's very interesting to watch, you know, and it's a lot of talent out of there also, because, you know, there's talent everywhere. So, you know, I'm just interested in seeing how and where it's going in the near future, you know?
For sure, for sure. Have you been working with any European guys, you know, guys from overseas, you know, for like movies, mixtapes, all that, besides me? Because, you know, people know that.
I mean, besides you, I haven't actually ventured into anything else out in the European market. Not because I'm not interested, but just because nobody actually reached out, you know?
Okay.
I'm not sure if they're I don't know how the people and on that side of the world you know, analyze things the way that we're doing it, or think that they can't approach us, you know, because I know you work with a few other people in the region, but I haven't heard anybody reach out to me, so
Shit, so everybody that's listening, yo, make sure you reach out to Young Amsterdam, man. What if you need, you know, a hot verse on your track, if you need, you know, to be plugged in with the cinema people, you know, people that do movies in Brooklyn and all that, you know, get your connection, get your network up, man.
That's all. Yeah, definitely. We always looking for talent and, you know, the new talent to work with and to, you know, spread the word of what I've been doing in your region and in cities, towns, countries. You know, it's the network is always open.
Yes, sir. And one thing I'd like to hear from you is like an album where you tell the life, I mean, the story of your life and all the things that you've done, and put all that into, you know, a musical piece.
I mean, actually, you know, I'm actually working on that. I have a few. I have an album that is damn near finished. It's called Amsterdam.
Nice.
And yeah, I have a few different joints on there. I'm working. See, with me, I'm so used to platforming and helping other artists platform their talents. Due to the fact that I'm doing it for myself now, it seems like I'm getting more critique-ish towards things, even though I wasn't a critic towards the culture of the scene before. Now I'm like, yo, I'm overthinking stuff, so I'm just getting myself more comfortable in being somebody that's putting out music even though I've been doing, I'm actually getting more comfortable putting out music for myself.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, it's a slow process because people are not used to hearing my voice musically. Other than, you know, if I jumped on a track and did a quick couple of, you know, ad-libs or did something or voiceovers or, you know, whatever it might be. Over the years, I've done things on people's albums and, you know, and songs and singles or whatever it is. So now, as is me fully representing myself as an artist, you know, it's a slow process to get my peers to really realize that I'm taking that part of what I'm doing serious, and they're going to be hearing from me a lot more. I mean, I realize that they're shocked. A lot of people are shocked, like, oh shit, like, this guy's rapping. But think about it, right? I started in the fourth quarter last year, right? So that means that I'm only actually 6 months in, or 6 or 7, 8 months into being an artist.
Yeah, right? But you've been doing your thing for so many years that it's in your blood. You know, it's like natural to you.
Yeah, I get that part, but think about it, right? Look how much stuff I've done in the meantime, and it's organically happening. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on Aguilar's album.
Yep.
I'm on the Black Rich Port. Me, him, and M. Tundra.
Yep.
Did a song named Inshallah, yes, produced sir. By Aguilar. Then I'm on Lefty Pacino's album.
Mm-hmm.
On a track named Back Streets. You know, then I blessed Lex LaKaiser and DJ King Flo's
yes, sir.
The Connect album. What is it? That's a 3-track trilogy, right?
No, it's like, I don't know how many songs we have in there. It's like 10 or 12 songs.
Oh, not because when he sent the email, all I got was 3.
No, he probably only sent 3, you know, just for promo, but there's a whole...
Oh, okay, okay. Project. I was bugging. I'm like, okay, I did a quick trilogy. I got to jump on that type time right now with you, man. But to tell you the truth, remember you had a whole catalog of beats that you lost that I have access to, because remember we uploaded them to my iTunes. So those were more of like the original King Flo styles.
Yes, I gotta listen to that again. It's been so long, man. I done lost like 2 hard drives, I think.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I have the beats, so it's all good because they still can be utilized.
For sure.
So those are the actual beats that I've been sitting back and have been letting myself resonate to, because those are the ones that I'm going to be recording some audio to, definitely.
No doubt.
I got some sneaky joints that I've been working on. You know, my system of recording is very, very slow. You know, unless I'm in the booth right then and there, and I do more of like an energy, a bounce. My rap style is more of a bounce. I have to be moving. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm sitting down, it's hard for me to process the writing. But yeah, if I'm in the booth and listen to the beat, and I can bounce real quick, I can come up with a quick concept. Like the joint I did with Lex LaKaiser. That was a freestyle, to tell you the truth.
Nice, nice. See, like I told you, man, it's natural for you. You know, it's not everybody that can say the same thing. But people like you that's always been living hip-hop culture, you know, from day one. Because you've been here for a while. You've seen the game change. You've seen the styles of, like, the styles of flow, the style of beats change. You've seen everything. So it's natural for you, man. And I can't wait to, you know, hear a full-length project from you. Just telling your life story, you know, because people need to hear that, for sure.
Yeah, man, like, I think, I mean, people definitely would love to hear it, but you know what's so crazy? Growing up, a lot of times, people don't really listen. And I actually started realizing that to a T, man. And now it's like that I'm releasing music, people are listening. So I definitely, I'm structuring right now. Like I said, I'm structuring this album, bro. This is gonna be a good one because I have a lot of stories. So it's hard for me to not be able to add in all of these different stories. So just like you said, I have to take my time. And you know what, too? I'm gonna need your help too. You're gonna have to remind me of some things too because you know you can't remember everything. You think we do, but you know. Can't remember, so there's probably things that you remember that I like. You be like, "Yo, remember this?" I'm like, "Oh shit, yeah." So I can add in to this album. You feel me?
Yeah. Oh, we got many stories, man. One that came to my mind right now is the when we were in Providence and we turned that house into, you know, it's like some type of networking place where people came, you know, listen to beats, smoke some weed, you know, brain, you know, get some ideas in their brain, you know, make some moves. Like you told artists to come through. I remember Ali Pong came through. Udi F came through. You created that whole concept of that track that ended up in a vinyl album like maybe 10 years after. That show you that music is timeless and those type of stories are authentic, and I think that's what people want to hear.
Yeah, well, guess what? We got footage and stuff, so I think people want to see it too. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've been going through my hard drives and I've been, you know, looking through and sifting through videos and different things. And it's like you said, it's authentic, man. And it's hair raising. Yeah. Like right now that I'm speaking, I got goosebumps because it's so much. And it's, you said it's so authentic.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just happy that I was blessed with the energy and the drive to keep on moving forward, no matter what negative or blockage arise or was presented to us. You know, we just juked it and moved forward. You know.
Yep, for sure, man. Got to move forward. You know, like just like the. Also, the last time we connected together, that was this year, you know, like going to Shade 45 together, you know, after going through all those years of hard work, you know, struggles and sometimes almost quitting this shit. And we head up at Shade 45 together, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that shows people that I think you should never really give up. And those type of connections that we have, the story that we have is unique. I never heard anybody else doing this type of stuff, you know, like a dude from New York connecting with a young French guy back in the days that was 18, 31 now, and we still here, man, still making music, still, you know, doing those interviews, you know, helping each other out. It's unique, you know. One of those days when we gonna have the funds to do that, we're gonna do a movie about that, believe that shit, man.
Nah, but guess what, bro? We have the funds to do it. And because people think that it takes millions and millions of dollars, no, our story is authentic. And the movie is a documentary.
Yeah.
We have the footage. We have the receipts, as the people say nowadays in this thing. We have the receipts.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the best thing for us to do is to just go through this footage and put our documentary together, bro. And just the same way how we, I just Sunday, we had a whole film exhibition, bro, and it was wonderful, man. It was, I felt like a kid in junior high school. I was actually sitting in a movie theater, you know what I'm saying, which I haven't done in decades, in the dark for mad hours. Like, pardon me, 2 hours, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a good vibe. Everybody was happy. Everybody was, you know, felt accomplished, you know?
Yep.
Because it's independent and there's no budget to these things. So when you see it all the way through to the end, it's a very, very, very wonderful feeling, man.
Yep.
So all the people out there that are going through the struggle, that wake up in the morning and they only got $2-3 and they only got an L to roll, man, just roll that L. Take a breather and just keep on pushing forward, man.
Yep.
Because this we get blinded by trying to make a dollar off of everything when there's no other gratifying feeling other than seeing something that you've had built from scratch, see it all the way through the end. Whether you made money or not from it, man, there's no more accomplished feeling than that, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just keep on pushing. Never stop.
Yep.
You know?
It's like you say at the beginning, you talking about the farmer thing, watching the seed grow. And it's a beautiful feeling when you start seeing the first flowers, you know?
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's plenty of things. Man, listen. I lost my whole family during the quarantine. I was in a dark place, you know. Me and you were arguing, you know, and it was all my fault because I was just in a dark place. And, you know, when you lose all your family, your immediate family, your cheering squad, your mother, your father, your sister, your uncles, it takes you to a different thought pattern. You lose yourself. And if you really, really want to accomplish the goals that you have set for yourself, you're going to find yourself again.
Yep.
And that's what I've done.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of these things that I've done, I had to remember them. I had to go through the fire and realize that I really need these things. And these things are a part of me and I am a part of them.
Sure.
So this is why I'm moving forward and I will never stop doing what I'm doing with this.
Yep. You know, turning negative into positive, you know.
Yeah, we're turning the negatives into positives, man. In any height of the fire, forget about them. You're gonna turn it into a positive situation. Because at the end of the day, when it's over. For real. It's over. You know, so I think that everything that we do over the years is a part of us. And if you end it, you end your life. You actually give yourself more a faster way to go than to stay alive. Because it is a part.
For sure. For sure.
You get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, 200%, bro.
Facts.
Yeah. And for those out there, man, that are maybe going into a dark path or maybe, you know, about to give up or don't believe in themselves enough, what could you say, man, to the young ones out there, or even the older ones too, all the people that believe in their dreams? What could you say to them?
One more time is this, man. Never give up. Trust me. No matter how many times you turn to the left, you turn to the right, you look up, you look down, you think there's not a fucking answer for your problem or a solution for it, there is a solution. Trust me, man. Uh-huh. Just take a breather. Find some good herb. Light that L. Sit down. Take a pull. Breathe in. Breathe out. And guarantee you're going to find an answer.
Yep.
And a solution.
Yeah. Trust that. Like we always
do. That's what I'm going
to say,
man.
Yeah,
so this is like you said, man, my story is definitely a long story, a lot of work being put in. So this interview is not the average interview because, you know, we'd be here for hours.
Yep.
This is just a reminder that I'm still here.
Yes,
and
sir.
The work and the ethics is still there, and even that much more, you know, refined.
For sure, man. For sure. Yeah, like you say, man, we could go home for hours, you know, but we gotta, you know, tell people like the big points, you know what I'm saying? Like the major points of the
of our story. And if they want to hear more, if they want to know more about that, we'll be working on some things, you know, for people to enjoy and understand that story, all the details. You know, like, it's like I said in the beginning, man, for us it's like 13, 14 years of work. So that's a proof right there that you should never give up.
Facts. And a lot of the time, the work that we were putting in, we weren't 100% right there with each other. He was in France and I was in Brooklyn. Uh-huh. And we still got things accomplished.
Yep.
So there's no excuse. He was somewhere else. We're talking about 14 years. We have over how many damn mixtapes out? And at the same time,
I stopped counting.
And at the same time, I was doing mixtapes with DJ Watts and still doing what I was doing in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I don't think that there's no excuses for anybody to stop working, man. Just keep on going. That's it. Keep on pushing forward.
Yeah, man. We only have a few minutes left. We have 3 minutes left in this interview. What could you say, Mike? What can be your last words for the people out there, bro?
Last words for the people is, man, tune in to Young Amsterdam, Y-O-U-N-G, right? A-M-S-T-E-R-D-A-M. You can Google me. You can ChatGPT me. You know what I'm saying? Go to ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT, who is Young Amsterdam from Flatbush, Brooklyn? And even ChatGPT knows the work I put in. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
And I don't think a lot of people could do that.
Nope. You know, not a lot of people are willing to put the same type of energy, the same type of work, and the same type of belief in their craft, you know. And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, my man. Well, you're going to connect soon for another episode. You know, we'll have you on the show to, you know, let people know.
This is just a reminder that Young Amsterdam is here. I also have my platform. We got the Young Amsterdam Street A&R's mix show.
Yes, sir.
That's platform on, you know, a couple of good guys' platforms, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know,
they doing what they doing to keep the culture moving forward. I'm going to have a couple more platforms that I'm going to be, you know, presenting my show on.
Yes, sir.
I have the trilogy that I'm going to be working on with DJ King Flow, a 3-track Slaughterhouse. Then I have the joints that I got working on with DJ King Flow that's going to be on my album, my story album. Yep. You know, in the meantime, between time, you're going to catch me on all type of people's projects. Go check out that joint with me and Tundra and Aguilar with Don Bishop. Salute. Salute to my brother King Flow. Salute to our movement, the Mixtape Addicts.
Yes,
you know, all the fiends know us. When I go to France, I got hash I could roll up. You know I don't wait. I smoke that shit on the damn flight.
Mm-hmm. yeah, my bro. Take care, man. We're going to link up for another episode soon.
Salute, brother. You already know, man.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day, my man.
You already know, man. And
smoke that hell.
Yeah.
Peace, man. Take care.
Peace. Mixtape Addicts, man.
Yes, sir.